a voting rights group in Milwaukee is continuing to call for a Republican official to resign. It's Tuesday, May 21st, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Hope Kerwin will have more on the increased number of whooping cough cases in Brown County. And Wisconsin is one of more than 30 states where undocumented immigrants cannot get driver's licenses, but now some are pushing for that to change. Stay with us.
On Wisconsin Today, you hear the biggest stories in our state delivered with the context you need from a source you can trust. This journalism is community supported. Join in now with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Milwaukee voting rights group Souls to the Polls is calling on the director of the Wisconsin Republican Party to step down. Anya Van Wagtendonk has more.
The group is ramping up its calls for Andrew Iverson to resign as state GOP director. They're citing texts he sent in 2020 that were recently made public by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. In those, Iverson suggested that Trump supporters should request rides from Souls to the Polls. Reverend Greg Lewis is the group's director.
Have some integrity. Admit what you've done and remove yourself from leadership.
A spokesperson for the state Republican Party said Iverson's comments have been conflated with comments from another, now disgraced, GOP operative. He said Iverson has had to increase his home security because of the situation. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde says a ban on abortion after 12 to 14 weeks of pregnancy is, quote, probably a reasonable range. His comments came during a Sunday segment on WISN's Upfront. Hovde said Wisconsin voters should decide the abortion issue, and he does not support Congress passing a national abortion ban.
It's been too contentious of an issue. I think we have to find a compassionate, common sense solution to, you know, bring our state together on this issue. I believe it should go to a referendum, so every voter should have a right to vote on it.
Wisconsin's Constitution does not allow voters to change state law with referendums. Republicans in the state assembly passed a bill in January that would have asked voters if they think abortion should be restricted after 14 weeks, but it never got a vote in the state Senate. A spokesperson for Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin told WPR she thinks women and doctors should decide. Starting today, the federal government will halt funding to Milwaukee Public Schools' Head Start program for 30 days. The 30-day suspension is the result of three, quote, deficiencies that the Administration of Children and Families found between June of 2022 and this month. MPS says those deficiencies were related to the supervision of children and making sure staff and volunteers were following program standards. MPS officials say that they're making the necessary changes. The Head Start program in Milwaukee provides health, dental, mental health, and disability support to children under the age of 5 from low-income families. The district is counting on a nearly $11 million contract with Head Start for the next school year to provide services to students at about 40 schools. MPS will find out at the end of May if its contract will be renewed. Whooping cough has been affecting Wisconsinites this spring, especially in Brown County. Hope Kerwin has more on the highly contagious respiratory illness.
Whooping cough, or pertussis, is caused by a bacteria and is most severe in infants. But Dr. Mary Beth Graham from Frater in the Medical College of Wisconsin says it can also seriously affect older children and some adults.
Even after somebody has been treated for pertussis, that cough, especially in adults, can last for weeks to months.
Provisional data from the state shows there were 43 confirmed and probable cases of whooping cough at the end of April. 13 confirmed cases have been in Brown County in the last 2 months. Graham says adults should check to see if they're up to date on their whooping cough vaccine, which is recommended every 10 years. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin is among more than 30 states here in the U.S. where undocumented immigrants are not eligible to obtain driver's licenses, and now some are pushing for that to change. A 2006 state law requires people to prove citizenship or legal residency in order to get a driver's license. Aaron Barbado directs the Immigrant Justice Clinic at the University of Wisconsin Law School. On a recent episode of Newsmakers on Wisconsin Eye, Barbato said the policy is especially harmful to many immigrants who work agriculture jobs in rural areas.
They don't have the option of taking public transportation. So in order to get to work, in order to do the jobs that they're doing to support our communities and also support their families, they have to drive.
Wisconsin's Republican-controlled legislature has blocked proposals from Democratic Governor Tony Evers, which would have extended license eligibility to undocumented immigrants. And finally, Milwaukee's second annual Peace Week is underway. As Evan Casey explains, it's aimed at fostering peace and unity.
Events this week will include a kickball game with police, as well as a resource fair with community partners aimed at violence prevention. Jessica Butler is with Heal the Hood MKE, which is hosting that event.
The event is designed to infuse neighborhoods with resources.
The Office of Community Wellness and Safety will be at the resource fair, which will include free haircuts, music, and food.
We want to be able to jumpstart the summertime in Milwaukee on a very positive and peaceful note.
A new resident safety council will also be announced this week. The Peace Week comes ahead of the summer months, a time when violent crime often increases. Homicides are down 25% this year compared to last year in Milwaukee. Non-fatal shootings are also down 23%. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it for this Tuesday, the 21st of May. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Mallory Chang and John Davis were our producers for the program today. As always, we'll be in that podcast feed again tomorrow morning and every weekday afterwards. So have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.